Kapita na pala pa kiri balatani. Jaya kapita na pala pa kiri balatani. Sasara nandana prajajana randana Sasara nandana prajajana randana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Kapi jana prarabha giri varanari Jatora nandana praja jana randana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jai Om Vishnupad, Dharamahamsa, Vibhrajakacharya, Stratara, Sarasi, Shimare, Sibhaknata, Swami, Prabhupada, Ki, Nityalila, Pravishta, Om Vishnupad, Dharamahamsa, Vibhrajakacharya, Stratara, Sarasi, Shimare, Bhakti, Siddhanta, Saraswati, Thakur, Prabhupada, Ki, Anantakoti, Vaishnavinda, Ki, Macharya, Haridas, Thakur, Ki, Pamsheka, Ho, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhunatanan, Shedvaita, Gadara, Shivasati, Gaur, Bhaktivinoda, Shishira Hare Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuramaniti Dham Ki Srimad Bhagavat Dham Ki All glorious the Asam devotees, all glorious Asam devotees, all glorious Shri Guru and Garanga or Paramanandi. Chapter 14, verses 52 and 3. 52. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayat. Dehatma vadinam pumsam.
api rajanya sattama yata deha priyatamas citta nahyanu yechatam.
Translation: indeed, for persons who think the body is a self, O best of kings, those things whose importance lies only in their relation to the body are never as dear as the body itself. 53. Dehopi mamata bhakchet tarhyaso natmavat priya yajiryat yapi dehesmin jivita shabaliyashi dehopi mamata bhakchet tarhyaso natmavat priya yajiryat yapi dehesmin jivita shabaliyasi dehopi mamata bhakchet tarhyaso natmavat priya yajiryat yapi dehesmin jivita shabaliyasi. The body, api, also, mamata, of possessiveness, bak, the focus, chit, if, tarhi, then, asau, that body, na, not, atmavat, in the same way as the soul, priya, dear, ya, because, jiryati, when it is growing old, api, even, dehi, the body, asmin, this, jivita asa, the desire to remain living, baliyasi, very strong. Translation: if a person comes to the stage of considering the body mine instead of me, he will certainly not consider the body as dear as his own self. After all, even if the body is growing old and useless, one's desire to continue living remains strong. Purport: the word mamata bhak is very significant here. An ordinary foolish person thinks, I am this body. A more discriminating, intelligent person thinks, this is my body. In the literature and folklore of ordinary people, we find the common theme of an old, decrepit person dreaming of obtaining a new, young body. Thus, even ordinary persons pick up the notion of self-realization instinctively, understanding that it is possible for the soul to exist in many different bodies. As the body of an intelligent person becomes old and useless, he strongly desires to live, even when he knows the body cannot live much longer. This indicates he is gradually becoming aware that his self is more important than the body. Thus, simply the desire for life can indirectly bring one to a preliminary understanding of self-realization. And in this case as well, one's basic attachment is to one's own self, not to that which supposedly belongs to oneself. It may be pointed out that the entire discussion between King Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami regarding the dearness of one's own self is ultimately meant for broaching the subject of why the cows and cowherd ladies of Vrindavan considered Krishna more dear than their own selves and certainly more dear than their own offspring. The discussion proceeds as follows. Omigana tamarandashyaganan shalakaya chakshuna maritangi netasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupagata Mayam Dadati Sabadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Deho Pi Mamata Bhakchet Darhyaso Natmavat Priya Yaj Jiryat Yappi Dehe Smin Jivitasha Baliyasi. If a person comes to the stage of considering the body mine instead of me, he will certainly not consider the body as dear as his own self. After all, even as the body is growing old and useless, one's desire to continue living remains strong. We're coming to what I consider a significant verse. Not that any of them are not significant, but some things are quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So whenever that happens, we remember that. If Krishnas Kaviraj sees fit to quote the verse 55, Krishname nama vahitam atmanam akilatmanam. Jagat hitaya sopyatra dehi vibhati maya. So that's coming for whoever's giving the class. And all these verses are leading up to that, these several, and then beyond. The idea being here we're, that this discussion is going on that Krishna is more attractive than the coward boys, or is he? Or who is who? This sometimes an identity crisis. The Krishna, or is it the boys? Atma hi paramo hari. Atata tvachcha matvitvach atma hi paramo hari. That the is the atma hari. Well, the active principle is ketragyam chapimam vidhi savaketreshu bharata. In Bhagavad Gita, this is given in preliminary, actually not preliminary, but we call it ABC, but we never tired of reading the ABC, just like Arjuna never tired of hearing from Krishna. Shinvato nasti me matam. Arjuna told Krishna, this, what you're saying is like nectar. I never get tired of hearing it. Just keep saying. So in Bhagavad Gita, there's aham atma guru kesha sarabhutashaya. I am the beginning. Aham adishtha madhyam cha bhutanam anteva cha. Krishna says, I am the beginning, middle, and end of all creatures. Anoranyam mahatomayan. He's smaller. Sukshmatat. He's very subtle. The living entity is subtle, but Krishna is more subtle, very tricky. Vasudev sarvamiti. This is one of the big statements of Bhagavad Gita, that ultimately Mahatma realizes after a long time, Bahunam Janmanamanti. If one is a Jnani, he's searching after the absolute truth, then what will he finally realize? At least he'll realize Vasudev Sarvamiti, that Krishna is everything. But Krishna warns us several times in Bhagavad Gita that I am not in every, everything is not me. Well, that's, what does that mean? It simply means that we are not Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna. And just like a pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, he could exhibit symptoms of Krishna. The living entity can have 50 such type qualities. Krishna has 64 qualities. Living entity can have the first 50 ordinary jiva, and then it gets up there. Lord Shiva, Vishnu has 60 and like that. So Krishna has his special qualities that his leelas and his flute, and he's surrounded by his devotees in Goloka Vrindavan. So we don't have that. So in Prahlad Maharaj's teachings also to his schoolmates, the very first verse he describes, Durlabham Manasam Janma Tarapya Dhruvam Artadam. The second verse, Priyat Meshvara Surit, he's describing Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu Padopasarpanam. He wasn't talking about exactly about Krishna there, but he's saying the most dear to the heart, you should start worshipping Priyat. Said Tadesha Sarvabhutanam. He's within every living entity. And throughout the Bhagavatam, we're reading Bhagavatam still. And this conversation is between, ultimately between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadev. So we find it very interesting when we go and read, here the word is mamata in this verse. Mamata bhak, possessiveness. But this possessive nature has to be understood in an ultimately ananya mamato vishno, mamata prema sangita, pralado davanara dai. All the great authorities have instructed that real possessiveness should be understood in relation to Vishnu. Ananyam, and it should be undeviating. If we want to rid ourselves of this poison, samsara dashta dashtam, samsara dashtam, sarpa dashtam yo. This is a verse at the end of the Bhagavatam. We're glorifying the Bhagavatam. It says, Vishnu ratam mamucha, yet. That Sukadev Goswami, where he's offering respects to Sukadev Goswami, Sukaya Brahmarupine, Samsara Sarpa Dashtam Yo. He delivered Parikshit Maharaj, who was bitten by the snake of samsara. So, if we're actually very foolish, we may think that, well, Parikshit Maharaj was bit by the snake of samsara, but I'm not bit by the snake of samsara. No. We are all bit by snake of samsara. Samsara sharp. Sharpa means a snake. Anyone who stays in Mayapur or in somewhere in Bengal, once in a while you hear someone go, sharp, sharp. Nowadays, this, I don't know, I don't live there so much, but in the old days, it was more rugged and we only had the one building. And before that, of course, the building was just, it was just a hut. But whenever there's a snake, and everyone has to hear, sharp, sharp, snake, and then someone goes to try to kill it, usually they try to get the workers. But if there's someone with a gun, they can shoot it. But they kill it, the sarp, the snake. Everyone's fearful of the snake. Prabhupada said, the snake is death. Samsara sarpa dashtam yo vishnu ratam vimuchayat. Mamomachet, that's what it is. He delivered him. So gradually by reading this, we're also becoming delivered. We may not be able to understand these more elevated concepts. Mamata prema sangita. Just describe, so this is described in 23rd chapter of Madhyalila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami. Very first thing he starts to, Krishnas Kaviraj quotes Rupa Goswami's so many nice verses from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In fact, Ananya Mamato Vishno, this is from Narada Pancharatra. it's instructed and then quoted by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is not inventing things. He's very expert, and he's the greatest. We're all Rupanuga. But he's taking nana shastra vicharanaikanipano from all the shastras and explaining it perfectly for us. So we're all lame, ill-advised, we're unable to study the shastras on our own. So they have taken our six Goswamis, nana shastra vicharanaikanipano sadharmas, and established the dharma for us. So one of the things you have to understand, ananya mamata o Vishnu, mamata atiyang, what is it? Ang? Huh? Sangata. No, the next verse describes, or one before, ati ashyankika. The symptoms are of bhav are described. And one of the first one is that we have to, Bhaktivinoda says, amito amar. I am yours and you are mine. Tumito amar. You are mine, I am yours. Not that we'll immediately become on the platform of the Manjaris or Radharani, but at least we have to read this and understand the Nectar of Devotion is explaining all these things. So here, this verse, this whole purport is describing ordinary persons and that they can understand that they're not the body. Gradually, Prabhupada used to do that even with children. Sometimes he would ask them, so, where's your hand? Where's your foot? Even with Karmi, there's some, you can hear it, he's gone to some school in 1968 or something. He's asking these Karmi kids, so, where's your hand? And oh, point to the hand. Now, where's yourself? Gradually, and they get bewildered on, then they can understand. So human beings meant to understand this. Etavadeva jigyasam tata jigyasanatmanahan vayavatrekabhyan yatsat syat sarvatra sarvada anvayavatrekabhyan. Directly and indirectly, Krishna says, Vishnu, or Krishna says in his nutshell verses of the Bhagavatam, at all times, all places, we're meant only to understand self-realization, who we are. That's what's being explained in the Bhagavatam, various ways here and there. So, I was, again, we're always surprised when we read the Shastra. And if you get bored reading the Shastra, then read a different Shastra. If you're reading the Bhagavatam somehow, of course, when you go back to Chaitanya Charita, then you'll get more Bhagavatam. Shrimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasminekam Amalam. This Bhagavatam is very dear. Practically everything we have is coming from Bhagavatam. Brihad Bhagavatamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Chaitanya Charita is full of Bhagavatam. So when we get back to the chapter 23 in Majalila, where these things are being described, very elevated things. At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaviraj Goswami, they're again going back to the Bhagavatam basics. Chirani kim pati nashanti, because these are symptoms of someone who's attained bhav. In that chapter, practically, there's nowhere else in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole last half of one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is given there. Whole last half of chapter 12 is explained. Who is pleasing to Krishna? Advaishta sarvabhutana maitra karuna evacha. Those verses all the way up. One who doesn't agitate anyone, who's never agitated any circumstance. And this is kind of mild stuff compared to, we read even what Narad Muni is explaining in 7th canto. That someone who's advanced sannyasi, what does he do? He can only wear a kopan? We're given a very easy, made easy for dummies. I mean, can we really just walk around in kopans? Well, we'll be arrested also, but... Krishna is describing in 11th canto also that someone who is in a renounced order... Yeah, he doesn't cover his body. He never hardly ever bathes. He grows his nails in his hair. Luckily for us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given the easy method. You know, that just chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes Prabhupada would be very surprised. He was always surprised and shocked that people can't follow this simple thing. They simply rise early, chant your rounds, increase your rounds, come to all the spiritual programs, study the Shastras, do some service, follow the four regs, but they cannot even do it. They are so fallen, they cannot even do it. Tibrena, bhakti yogena. It has to be done intently. Kalena tibra tapasa parishuddha bhava. Lord Brahma, he became pure after billions of years, according to our time. Parishuddha bhava. And kalena tibra tapasa, he did heavy-duty tapasa. So our tapasya that we're asked to do to come to this stage is very tiny in comparison. But the one gets a taste for it, he automatically does it. That's why Prabhupada wanted Gurukula. He said, kids, they think it's fun doing tapasya. I don't know how much tapasya there is now in a local Gurukula, but I don't see any kids here. But this was the tapasya recommended. Komaramacharab pragadharma bhagavatani ha dulabham manasam tadapya dhruvamarta. And Prahlad Maharaj, whoa, he was only 5 years old. He was preaching to all these guys, wasting your life. Wasting your life. Mugdashya balya kaishare kirito yati vimshati. Your first 20 years are going to be spent playing around? I don't think so. Don't do it. It's not a priority, Prahlad Maharaj said. Jalaya grashta is mentioned here. Jalaya, or at least that word is used here. Jiryat. Getting old, when it is growing old. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he's representing us, but he's saying in his songs, few songs like that. Give me one prana, I can't bring it off here. Not that one. There's one that Prabhupada sings, 2-3, that at the end he says, I think Ashesha Kaman, what is it, that verse, that song? Ashesha Kaman, at the end of that one. No, at the end where he says, I got old and finally. Not that one. Yeah, not that line, but at the end he says, now Bhaktivinoda says, I'm getting old, I don't know what to do, old age is hitting me, I have no shelter, I'm crying. Kandiya, Kandiya. Bhaktivinoda many times says, crying, I'm crying, I'm crying. Binoda Sevaka, Kandiya, Kandiya. We should also sing like that, but we are the Sevaka. Binoda Sevaka, Kandiya, Kandiya. The servants of Bhaktivinoda are also crying. We're crying even, we should be crying more, but we're more fallen. But every way we should be crying, maybe we're not attached to Krishna, but we are crying, we're so attached to our acharyas. That's why it's so nice to hear this Vaishnaviragan, Paritran, by chanting the glories like we're hearing every time, you know, once a week. There's so many acharyas, they've left their bodies long ago. So we should be Jayanilo Premadana. They brought this love of God. Without them, what does Prahlad Maharaj say? His first instruction, Rishabdev, so many of our Bhagavatam Acharyas, Adau Guru Shushushaya Bhakti. First thing, approach the Guru. Adau Guru Guru. You have to approach the Guru. By approaching the Guru, then we get Krishna. So, so many shlokas are there. So in this purport, which is, it's mentioning about the, at least at the end, the dearness of oneself. Atmendriya priti icha. This atmendriya, people who are involved in the what they think is their self, of their body, or their janasya moho yamaham ameti, they're called moho, they're an illusion. They're doing everything for themselves or their own people, my people. I and mine, as mentioned here. Atmendriya piti, icha. Dari, what is it? Tarabali calm. When one does things for his own senses or the senses of his kids or his wife or his immediate so-called country and upadi, it's all in the designation platform. This is called calm. It doesn't immediately, it may not look like calm, but it's all under the headline of calm. It may not be exactly lusty desire, but calm means material desire. So the other way it says, Krishnendriya Priti Bancha Dare Prem Nam. This is called Prem. Kaviraj Goswami gives gold and iron. One is like gold, one is like iron. One does these things for the senses of Krishna. So the Acharya, the Acharyas come and they direct how to please Krishna's senses. Doing the puja, chanting. Krishna likes to hear his name chanted all the time. So when we chant the holy name, Krishna is satisfied, we are satisfied. Jagat Tushta. So if you want to satisfy ourselves, we have to satisfy Krishna. What is that verse? That fourth canto verse, very simple verse. One satisfies the senses, the stomach, he feeds the mouth by serving the mouth. We always know that. So, yatataror mulna shechaninam tripyanti tapskandarjo bisheka tatopaharach chayatendriyanam. The senses have to be engaged somehow. That's why Prabhupada preached so much against Mayavad, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi. There's no way to satisfy our senses by doing this impersonal. This is Vimukta Manina, those who think they're liberated by just sitting like this. What are they going to think about? Prabhupada said, when you sit alone without sarasanga, satam prasanga mamavirya samvido, you'll simply think of Maya, one way or another. Prabhupada specifically said, money and woman. He said it in Hawaii, describing the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the demoniac nature. We all have it. Haven't gotten rid of it yet. So, but immediately ready. Trivedam, Narakasyedam, Dvaram Nashanam, three gates, lust, anger, and greed. So the Acharyas, for us, all in all, he's come and given us how to get out. Samsara sapa dashtam yo. Yaitat prayato nityam. Yamakshanam ananyadi. Sutta Goswami at the end of the Bhagavatam, he's giving that very nice verse. Yaitat prayato nityam. Always nityam. Think of the Bhagavatam. Yamakshama ananyadi. Ananyadi means ananya cheta satatam yo mam smarati. Krishna says, think of me without deviation. Wow, that's not so easy. Think of Krishna. Well, guess what? Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purama Purana Brahma Samhitam. Krishnesa Dhamma Pagate Dharma Ganavi. Krishna has left the Bhagavatam. Non-different. Krishna Tuyo Bhagavata. Vibhu Savashvai. Krishna is Vibhu. We're Anu. But Bhagavatam is Krishna. Non-different. Therefore, it says, you think of, read Bhagavatam. What? I don't like to read it all day? Okay. Sutta Goswami says then, shloka may come. Just read one shloka. Padardamba, you can't do it? Then read one half a shloka. You can't do that? Padapadardameva. Then just read a half a shloka. One line. Somehow or other, yena tena, bring your mind. Tasmat sarvatmana, rajan, hari sarvatra sarvada. Understand that Krishna is non-different. He is the Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatana Puranam is equal to all the Shastras. Sarvadanta sharam hi, all the Vedas. Sarvadanta sharam hi, shi Bhagavatam hi shite, tadra samrita triptasha. If one is satisfied, then he knows he's making advancement. Tadra Samrita, he's getting a taste, a Rasamrita. The taste of the real neck. Tadra Samrita Triptasya Nanyatrasyad Rati Kvachit. Then his Rati, his attraction won't be anywhere else. That's how you'll know you're getting a taste for Krishna. Therefore, in that Majjha 23, we read what seems like basic stuff. Is it basic? Charani kim pati na shanti di shanti biksham naivang ripa baribata saratop ishu shan rudha guham ajito. This verse says that charani kim pati, are there no discarded clothes on the ground for you? I mean, even if you're cold, you can. The caves didn't close up yet, or the rivers, of course, that was pre-Kali Yuga practically. Now the rivers are poisoned. You may find some you can drink, yeah. But you have to go very, very, very far away in the middle of some South America or some middle of Africa to find a river that way up in the mountains you can find some pure water. So, but Sukadeva Goswami, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, he's saying, oh, therefore, dana dorma dandhan, kasmat bhajanti kavayoda, someone who's a kavi, intelligent, wise man, why should he go to the people who are blinded by wealth and beg from them? No need. Raghunath Das, he decided to do that. First he was begging, then he went off to just take the cow. What the cows didn't eat, he decided he would eat that. So, but we have our examples. But these are symptoms also. Impersonalists, they sometimes do that, but this is not so much. We're not interested. They're also smoking hookahs, and who knows what they do. Because without this taste, higher taste, raso varjam raso pyasa param drishta navartate, there's always the chance of just falling. They have to always think, neti, neti, no. This is not the absolute. This is not the absolute. This is not the real jagat. Maya, what is it? Brahma. Brahma satyam jagat maya. This world is maya. So even Prabhupada used to quote sometimes Shankaracharya, a couple of verses he used to quote like that. That one, naristani bara navideshan drishtamaga moha. So Shankaracharya, he wasn't achieving even, he might have achieved some type of Shantaras. He said, Bajagovinda, 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 like that. Mudha mate, you're all mudhas, forget this stuff. All this wrangling. Because at the time of death, it's not going to do anything. Ananya cheja satatam yomam smarati nitya saha. You have to be undeviated. So, we're so happy that there's Bhagavatam. We're so happy that we have deities to meditate on. We have so many chances to remember Krishna and get to this point of mamata. But not this mamata. This mamata means here to possess. Ananya mamata Vishnu, as applies to Krishna. What is it? Mashrinya, where the heart, chitta mashrinya, where the heart will melt. With this type of mamata, the heart becomes hard and just, yes, mine. This is the whole material world based on that. Especially now in Kali Yuga, that I am so-and-so. Prabhupada was very wary of that. Like he mentioned it in Vrindavan that the devotees were managing, I don't know how good they were managing, but Western devotees, it seemed like, were managing the ISKCON Vrindavan. So some of the Indian devotees, nice devotees, but they came to see Prabhupada. They said, Prabhupada, we should manage Vrindavan because we're Indian. Probably they would have done better. But Prabhupada, just to show example, just to show a nice lesson, he said, oh, because you're Indian, you think you're better? He said, when British, Prabhupada is funny because he could play eat any side of the coin, you know. Sometimes he would say the opposite, but he said, when I was young, British were managing in Calcutta, like where the temple is, he said it was so nice, British were managing. Now, the last so many years, Indians are managing, it's simply rubbish everywhere. And you say the Indians can manage. He said, this is upadhi. You're thinking you're Indian, that you're not giving the advantage. They are American. Although they're thinking they're Western, Indians are giving. He said, this is the platform of upadhi. This is not platform of Vaishnava. So we have to get to that platform, get rid of the sarva parivanir muktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchite uttama. This is beyond the material world. We have to at least aspire to that. Not retreat. So many times people are retreating. It's too hard. Inconceivable. Some devotees around here, they told me, I said, wow, I don't see you in Mangalartik last 15 years. They said, no, that's inconceivable. Why is it inconceivable? It's conceivable where we're going every time. It's not inconceivable. Anirdesham, those are inconceivable, mentioned in the impersonal is inconceivable, mentioned by Krishna in the 12th chapter. That's inconceivable. Avyaktam paripasate. Try to worship it, you can't. After many lives then of doing the inconceivable, at least then, sarvabhuta hiterata, if you do good for all living entities, te prapnuvanti mam eva sarvabhuta hiterata, then you'll get Krishna. So you may as well do the, we do it now. We won't have to struggle for a long time in samsara. Time for discussion. Okay.
So I was always confused about this I and mine, like we're supposed to, you know, materially speaking, not identify with the false ego of I and mine. But then I had this thought, like, but that means then, this is sort of like Mayavad conception, if there's no I and mine, then I'm not an individual, then I'm, you know, it's sort of like Mayavad, and I didn't know how to, like, reconcile that.
No, and I just quoted Bhaktivinoda. He says, Amito Amar.
Yes, sir, actually,
I am yours, Tumi To Amar. You are mine, I am yours. So there's always I that doesn't... Mami Vamsi Jiva Loke Jiva Uta Sanatana. The living entity is Sanatana. We're individual, always. But Krishna is in the heart, and he's always trying to give out some sanya, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matak smriti. He's giving the intelligence to remember him, or forgetfulness, or... So there's always the two.
So, like recently I read by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which actually totally explained it and it was like totally satisfying. He said that there's I and mine in the spiritual world, so therefore there's the reflection here in the material world. And the I and mine in the spiritual world has to do with all the paraphernalia related to transcendental exchanges.
Yeah, we have our identity in the spiritual world. It's covered, just like Prabhupada gave some examples that, just like when you're in the womb, you don't know who your father is yet. Then you come out of the womb, then you know, but you still have the father you haven't seen. You may not have seen. You don't know exactly what your relationship is. Sambandha, gyan. Of course, in very high stages like gopis, they're experiencing this, well, I don't know, forget the name of it, but Chesta, something. They think they identify completely with Krishna. That's one of the thing, one of the symptoms of moha, illusion. There's different things. Udgorna and Chitra Jalpa. They're speaking all like Radharani speaking with a bee, and sometimes the gopis. They're imitating. They think they become Krishna. Krita manu kritya danda un madanda. When Bhishma Dev was speaking his prayers way back in the first canto. He was even giving this, what the gopis are, I think, very advanced thing that the gopis are thinking that they completely identify that, I become one of the gopis is playing the flute. And so, yeah, then it seems like they're merging, but it's this kind of separation. Huh? Madhusudan?
They want to be God. So why the Vaishnava thinks we are not right? At That's his opinion. Jiva Goswami is
master. I saw that. You said it recently, I think.
Yeah.
But the point is, they haven't come any. My Vaidis are not even on the Shanta Ras. Maybe on, if they're lucky, they get to the Shanta Ras. What to speak of this very high platform, Madhurya Ras, they're not there. They're just there thinking that, but they don't have any idea what's going on. It's their ignorance. Anything else? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam.